Stands and still by his cabinet, he's crashing out. supply for regiment. It's North and Eddie gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging his ass to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. Just want to thank Sue for her kind words and the great something about the woman show. And sometimes I disappoint, like when I shut off the Bonnie Raitt song in the middle of it. I didn't mean to do that. I told her it could go ahead and play through, but I thought she was playing on something other than what I was working on and accidentally turned it off. So, sorry. I request that Bonnie Raitt song for next week, Sue. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. I'm here till 3. And Mark Bell might be calling in. I asked him if he wanted to call in and plug his big award show, the Cowboy Awards, hosted and done by Cowboy Mark Bell of Thunder Train and the Joe Perry Project. I guess he's been doing it 4 years now. I just became aware of it. Somebody sent me something that I was nominated Best Rock Interviewer, so very exciting. So I asked him if he wanted to join me, and he said he's actually doing Comic-Con today. If you want to head out to that, I'm not sure where it's being held, but look it up. I think it's Northeast Comic-Con. And he said he would try to call in between 1:30 and 2:30. So we'll have something by Mark Bell ready to play. Whether he calls or not. If he calls, we'll play it around then. If he doesn't, I'll play it toward the end of the show after the Boston Groupie News Report, which I'll do at 3:30. No, 2:30. Sorry. Show used to go to 4 o'clock, so sometimes I get confused. What am I doing today? Whatever you like. Do you have a request? 855-915-9636. One thing I do know is it's Robin Trower's birthday. Is Robin Trower still with us? I need to look that up. I'm not sure. But since the song, the show, we play a lot of punk music here. New wave and grunge. But one band that's not any of those, well, sometimes they kind of veer into these categories, but my favorite band is the Rolling Stones. I think anyone who listens knows that. So they are featured quite a bit on the show. And Robin Trower had a song called The Rolling Stoned. I don't remember this one. I'm assuming it sounds something like the Rolling Stones or had something to do with them. Let's check it out right here on 91.5 WMFO.
feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling. At first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
WMFO in Medford. A Whiter Shade of Pale with guitarist Robin Trower celebrating his 79th birthday today. Yes, he is still with us. English guitarist Robin Trower. And that was him with Procol Harum, who many people have been in. But for those early years, and he wasn't the first guitarist, but 67 to, I don't know, 72 or something. It's Robin Trower. Before that, it was... Oh, look, I've got the name exactly right. Yeah. Two Rolling Stoned from the best of Robin Trower. Here's something you probably don't know. When John Lennon, rock god John Lennon, was asked what his favorite song was, he replied, "A Whiter Shade of Pale." Can you believe that? A Whiter Shade of Pale? Better than any Beatles song or John Lennon song? That has to be the biggest compliment to any rock musician, right? Well, here, a little John Lennon. Let's serve up some cold turkey on 91.5 WMFO. Right after this.
Get ready for the 4th Annual Cowboy Awards. But first, it's time to reveal the names of this year's phenomenal nominees. Radio Personality of the Year.
Aaron and Bob. Sal Baglio. Destiny Costa.
Best Rock Photographer.
Steve-O Rude. Michelle McCool Heatley. Rudy Childs.
Rock Writer of the Year.
Captain Easy Chords versus Detroit Debbie.
Social Media Star of the Year.
Dina Makin, Linda Vienne, Rick Sanger.
Rock Event of the Year.
New England Music Awards, Musicons 23, New England Music Hall of Fame Awards.
Rock Interviewer of the Year.
Joey Sudo, Gurganadem, Michael Butler, Brian Young.
Make a date, March 10th at 7 p.m. for the Cowboy Awards. Hosted by Cowboy Mock Bell and featuring Kennedy O'Neill, along with me, the voice of entertainment, Earthquake Morton.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Temperatures rising. Fever is My feet are so heavy, so is my
but you know where I'm coming from. You go home at night, you lie down your mattress. You throw a TV dinner in the oven. You throw a patio Mexican TV dinner in the oven. You sit down, you watch a Charlie Chan Late Show. And you say, all I want to do is roll over and turn on the radio and hear a little bit of rock. I don't want to hear no boop bop swinging stuff. I don't want to hear no la-di-da, let's make love stuff. I want to hear some down, mean, rockin'. Rick on the bass. Rick, give it to me. Give it to me. I said, I don't care. Know where I'm coming from, boys. All I want to hear is that big bass drum.
Good job. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And now, live, straight from Comic-Con, it's Cowboy Mark Bell. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Brian, what's going on? I'm having a blast. I'm looking across at Princess Leia right now. Sitting next to Julia from Medford.
I thought Princess Leia passed away.
Yeah. This is the cosplay Princess Leia. I think her name's ours is Sophia here at the show today. But yeah, you know, it's Comic-Con. Rock and rollers meet superheroes.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to explain this to my friend Elka. She's from Germany, so she didn't know what the heck Comic-Con was. And I'm like, ooh, that's kind of hard to explain. I'm like, I think it started with comic books, right?
Well, I'm no authority on Comic-Cons. Yeah, or Star Trek conventions. And
yeah, then it seemed to turn into just anything nostalgic, right?
Well, here in New England, because we got Gary Summers. So he's combined anything collectible, he combines it. So he's got rock and rollers mixed with the superheroes. You know, Gina Shock is here from the Go-Go's, and we had the Fools here playing last night.
Oh, nice.
And I'm here. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's great the way he mixes it up. And the truth is, Brian, you know, when I wrote my first book, Once a Rocker, Gary said, why don't you come down and with your book? And I said, I don't know, with Spider-Man? And he says, oh, you'd be surprised. The same guys that read Spider-Man will read your book.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? He was right.
Helped.
Yeah, you know, people are into a lot of different stuff. I mean, I'm into Brian Young, but I'm also into the Monkees, so what the hell?
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. So are you performing there?
I'm not performing. The Mark Bell Experience, my band, isn't performing at this one. I host the after parties And it's a kind of an open mic for anybody who wants to get up and sing with me and my air guitar. And we ripped it up last night. I was doing everything from Iron Maiden to Willie Alexander and the Boom Boom Band up there.
Oh, great.
It was a good party.
We've had Willie on the show. What song did he do?
Radio Heart.
Nice. Great song. We'll put that on. Play. We'll play it in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, good. Awesome track.
Mm-hmm.
But my band, Mark Bell Experience, will be back out next month. I'm trying to get into the studio this month and cut another single. And then we'll go out on Saturday, April 20th. We'll be in town at the Square Root with The Sins from New York are having a record release party.
We just had them on the show last week.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're at the Viper Room tonight or last night in Hollywood, and they're coming back to do the record release here in Boston. We'll be on that show. And then I'm excited about it. Going to do a couple shows with David Hull and the Dirty Angels. I used to be with the Joe Perry Project, and Joe Perry, the first two Joe Perry Project albums had David Hull in the band as bass player singer.
I think I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. David's been around, man. He's the go-to replacement guy in Aerosmith when Tom Hamilton can't make a show, and he also is the music director for James Montgomery. But he also has his own band, the Dirty Angels. So, yeah, Mock Bell Experience and Dirty Angels. We're going to be in Boston on June 14th at a new space in Somerville called Warehouse 11.
Okay.
Right in Union Square. I think it's behind the jungle.
New venue, huh?
Yeah. It's like an event space from what I hear. I'm going there in a couple of weeks. I haven't seen it myself, but I think it's probably like the space I'm sitting in right now, a big box of a convention center, and, you know, you can set up whatever. Have a wedding, have a powwow, or have a Mont Bell show.
I'll try and make it to that.
Yeah, Warehouse 11. We'll all check that out.
Right.
That one's going to be June 14th. But okay. You know, Brian, before any of that, tomorrow night is the Cowboy Awards.
Let's hear it.
And you, my friend, are nominated this year for a Cowboy Award.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
What do I get, a cowboy hat?
You get the winner.
Yeah.
All you get right now is you're nominated. But if you're the big winner, you get a gold statue wearing a cowboy hat. It's actually a little statue of me. And you can put it naked, says my road manager. A statue of me naked with a cowboy hat on. I hope you win, brother.
I hope I win that. That sounds great. I'll put it right here in the studio if I get it, Mark.
There you go. Put it right next to that. If break glass, if need Joe Perry there. I know your studio. Yeah, you'll be one of the few. Miss Lynn and the Boston Groupie News won the first year.
And, oh, great.
So she proudly has a nude cowboy, and you'll be the next one on the block. But yeah, so that's tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night, and it premieres just before the Oscars. Oscars started early this year at 7 o'clock. They tried to get a little headwind off of it. Cowboy Awards.
Is that what happened?
Exactly, my friend. So we moved our show 15 minutes earlier. We're going to be on 6:45 on YouTube premiere.
6:45. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's to be there if you want to find out, be the first to find out who wins. The actual show at that point, like everything on YouTube, will rerun until the planet dies. After it premieres, but
I'll be right there for the first showing. Is it done live?
Yes, live on tape, because I'm going to be tearing down from the Comic Con as the show actually runs. But we're not going to tell anybody that.
Well, you just did, Mark.
You know, but yeah, that's the fourth annual Cowboy Awards. If you look for it on YouTube, or you can just go to my website, oncearocker.com, and it will attach you straight to the award show. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Fantastic.
Good luck, my friend. I hope. But you know, being nominated, what it's all about. the winners, you know, that's just a little extra. I'm looking at one of the winners right now.
You know, it's just really nice to hear somebody appreciates what I do. You know, thank you.
We do appreciate it. It's a great show. And where else can you hear "I Got a Rock" by Cowboy Mock Bell on a Saturday afternoon?
I got to play you. I'll be playing you more now.
Hey, man, it's great talking to you. I got to get back to work here. There's
okay.
a bumblebee coming my way.
I'm going to play a little Joe Perry Project featuring Mock Bell
Excellent.
Right now, okay?
Thanks, Brian.
No problem.
All right. You take care.
Okay, have a great
day. See you April 20th, Square Root.
I'll be there. Well, I'm going to try and be there.
You got it.
All right. Thanks,
all right, brother.
Thanks,
Mock.
Bye.
Bye.
Goddamn, we're rocking here tonight, huh? And we're taping it. We're taping it. Somebody's got to make all the noise they can. Our first state back in Massachusetts, our home state. After three long, long weeks on the road. Oh, it was breaking my heart being away from it. From the album, this one written by Mark Bolan of T-Rex. It's called Bang a Gong.
Get it on, get it on.
Pittsburgh.
Ah, damn. I just had dead air, too. Janice, your phone call messed me up.
You got me online.
What's going on?
I don't want to be on the show. I was just calling to request something.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want me to take you off the air?
Please.
Okay. let me start up the next song here.
Never mind. I'll call you back.
No. Hang with me a second, okay? I'll get it. Anyways, that was Bang a Gong done by Joe Perry Project. Unreleased product. Sorry, I skipped the end. I was trying to answer a phone, and then my music after that went away, and I was looking for that, and who knows how it got shut off. And if you're enjoying that song, it was T-Rex. Well, that I started after Mark Bell and the Joe Perry Project. Yes, we had Satisfaction Pony on. Mark Bolan and T-Rex, and here you go. I'll be speaking to Janice.